Hi, Catherine Tracy here from Versatile Bathrooms and Tiles in Navan. We have been providing quality bathrooms and tiles for over 30 years. If you haven't been to visit our beautiful refurbished showroom, if you are looking for help with designing your bathroom, and if you're looking for inspiration from people that care and listen to what you want, then you need to come visit us or have an online consultation at versatile.ie. We are passionate about what we do. So we look forward to seeing you at Versatile Bathrooms and Tiles, Beachmont Home Park, Navan. Summer promotion now on.
By working together, Ireland has made great progress in our battle against COVID-19. The vaccination programme is a huge success. 4 million doses of vaccine have now been administered. Hundreds of thousands more are delivered every week. This will have an enormous impact on our level of protection in the coming months. However, the Delta variant is now beginning to dominate here and elsewhere in Europe. We know that it spreads more rapidly than previous variants, and we know vaccination is key to protection. We are in a race against the variant, so when your chance for a vaccine comes, take it. It's for all of us. It is vital that we safeguard the progress we have made. We therefore have to adjust our reopening plan, and the following will apply. Up to 200 people may attend organised outdoor events in the majority of venues, and up to 500 for stadia or venues with capacity greater than 5,000, with appropriate protective measures. Sport and cultural pilot live events are continuing throughout July. Up to 50 guests may attend weddings. Continue to work from home unless absolutely necessary to attend in person. Please remember the public health guidelines. Think outdoors, and even outdoors, keep your distance, avoid crowds, and wear a face covering when in busy places. Shop safely and socialise safely. For up-to-date information, please go to gov.ie. Supported by the Government of Ireland.
Email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
If you're looking at the Euro 2020 coverage on RTE, you'll be familiar with our next guest, Lisa Fallon. Hello, Lisa.
Hiya, Ray. How are you?
Good to talk to you.
Do you know what
Do you know what they say? Find something you're good at and get somebody to pay you and you'll never work a day in your life. That's you, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I get... you kind of get to watch football and talk about it. So, yeah, dream job. I'm really enjoying it. You know, it's been a brilliant tournament, actually. Obviously, I coach with Galway United.
Yeah.
That's my day job. So even in the evenings, you know, you get in from training and just been able to go and watch games and talk about them. And it's just been brilliant, you know.
Is it just me or is it the best tournament in a long, long time?
Yeah, I've enjoyed it. I think what I've loved about this tournament is the fact that it's been really about the football. I remember the World Cup in Russia. It was all about VAR and it was about penalties and it was just the game being broken up and the discussion points weren't really the games. Whereas this time round, I think there's been a lot of colour. There's been some really good stories around it. A few shocks with, you know, the big guns, Germany, France, Portugal, all going out so early. And then obviously we had the Christian Eriksen story, which was a very human story tied in with all of it. And we're left now with four really, really good teams. And the football's been brilliant, you know. It's actually, the games have been really enjoyable.
Really entertaining,
I think, yeah, and I think as well, just having fans back in, you know, during when the lockdown kicked in, I think sport was such a release for people to be able to sit at home and help pass a few hours when football got back on our screens and we were able to watch it. But there was a bit of a void. And I think just hearing the crowd back in the grounds, it brings an energy to it and you connect to a little bit more and it's a bit more authentic. And I think for all sorts of reasons, this has just been a brilliant tournament.
Can you explain that to me? I've been trying to figure it out in my head, that the difference that a crowd makes to your experience at home, like you're sitting on a couch watching a television. So there are still 22 people on a field hitting a ball around the place. But when there's a crowd, it just makes it a completely different experience.
It does, because you can feel the game. And even I know myself, like when you're at training, it's a training game. So all you can hear is the voices of the coaches and the players. And when you go to a game, it was really weird when you just had the voices of the coaches and the players and you're in stadiums. It's almost echoing. The sound is echoing around. And I think supporters bring a different energy because there's 60 or like, you know, whatever amount of hundreds or thousands are in the ground, they can see and what's coming next, and the yeah. vocal response to what's happening gives the players a bit of a heads up. It also gives them a bit of an energy that something is happening or something might be on, or, you know, and that just kind of, that energy, that engagement is something we probably took for granted until we lost it. And now that we have it back, I think you actually really understand the value that fans and people bring, that energy, and, yeah. and how much of a huge component they are to the actual nature of the game itself.
You were working, and I use that word lightly, you were working the night that Christian Eriksen collapsed. What was your reaction? How did you feel that night?
Yeah, I was on commentary duty that night, and I have to say, I think, you know, I felt the same as everybody else, because when you're in commentary, you are seeing the pictures the same time as everybody else. Mm. You're seeing what's happening, you're seeing what's evolving. And I mean, it was something I don't think we've never seen anything like that before. And I think the gut reaction really was that, is he okay? And, you know, I think it was a very human moment. The whole world witnessed somebody in trouble, and how other humans protected that person and helped that person, and, you know, saved that person.
Yeah.
And I think there was, you know, there was a great, it was I think the whole world was together for that moment when we watched it all unfold, and everybody willing for a positive outcome. And thankfully we got that outcome. And, you know, I think it was, I think it's formed a genuine connection with the whole Denmark team, but also in relation to what we've experienced as a globe, that, you know, it probably reinforces that whole thing that sport is a brilliant outlet for us, but at the end of the day, we have to look after each other and mind each other, and that's really what we have to do, isn't it?
Beautifully put. And, like, you've been in dressing rooms, so I would imagine you know that the Danish team, who are in tomorrow's semi-final, they're sort of, I'd say, before every game, let's do this for Christian.
Yeah, I think, look, to be fair, I think there will have been an element of that, but you can't carry that. And they look to me like a team who've gone. They have an understanding of the situation. It's part of who they are. It's part of their identity in this tournament. But you still have to go out and focus on the game. And there's no way they've turned around the results and the performances that... I would say it's not the only motivation for them.
Course,
I'd say it's
course,
a part of it, but they are a seriously talented team. They're so good. And, you know, for me, I've actually really enjoyed watching them play. I love Højbjerg and Delaney in the middle of the park. They're two, dare I say, animals, but they just get a hold of the game and they run the show. They break up play. They get hold of the ball. And, you know, they've been such a good team to watch. And, you know, probably other players in that squad and in that team have really shone in this tournament, whereas the spotlight would always have been on Christian Eriksen as kind of a centre point of the team. But they're a great team to watch.
Okay, we'll do this in reverse.
Be part of their identity.
We'll do this in reverse then. You're obviously a fan of Denmark, so will they beat England?
My heart says Denmark. My head says it's going to be a tough game.
Right.
I don't mind if England win, actually. I don't mind if England win, because, you know, I think they'll grow into the tournament, and, you know, it's a big story in itself. But I just have a feeling for Denmark.
OK, so that's tomorrow night. Tonight, it's Italy v Spain. Now, everybody was saying Italy are going to win this. What do you think?
I've enjoyed Italy. Apart from Denmark, Italy have probably been my favourite team to watch in the tournament. There's just a lovely... I love how Roberto Mancini's and Gianluca Vialli's personality just oozes out of the whole team everywhere. The creativity, the flair, the defensive work, the work rate, the niggling, you know, at the opposition. It's brilliant. They're such an exciting team to watch. But Spain have grown into it, and Spain have so much flair. And I'm really, really excited to see the midfield battle between that game tonight, like with Verratti, Jorginho, Barella up against potentially Busquets, Koke and Pedri. I think that's going to be fascinating. And whoever wins that battle, I think, will win the game.
And Spain, if they want to appear in the final of Euro 2020, will have to stop Italy's unbeaten record. It's 32 games now, is it?
It's unbelievable. Yeah. I mean, it really is. I mean, you talk about goals win games, but clean sheets win tournaments. And, you know, they have just been so resolute. And that's what we associate with Italian teams, being so defensively resolute. But these guys are so attacking and they've so much flair and energy going forward, and they ignite you when you watch them. Yeah. They're a fun team to watch. But yeah, I think Spain have misfired a little bit in front of goal, but they do have the quality if Torres and Moreno,
okay, quickly,
and even,
then,
dare I say, Morata.
We've run out of time. So Spain or Italy, one word.
Italy.
Okay, Lisa Fallon, I really enjoyed that chat. Enjoy both semi-finals and the final this weekend. Great talking to you. That's it from us. Samantha Librera is on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.